Thank you, Mr. President. I ask unanimous consent that Kumar Garg, a legal intern with my Judiciary Committee staff, be accorded floor privileges during the debate on H.R. 9.
Without objection.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I too arise today to speak in support of the Fannie Lou Hamer, Rosa Parks, and Coretta Scott King Voting Rights Act Reauthorization and Amendment Act of 2006. I am pleased to be a co-sponsor of and to have participated in the hearings by the Judiciary Committee on this incredibly significant legislation. The Voting Rights Act may very well be the most important piece of federal legislation ever passed, for without a meaningful chance to vote, there can be no equality before the law, no equal access to justice, no equal opportunity in the workplace, or to share in the benefits and burdens of citizenship. Brave Americans risked their very lives in marches and demonstrations to pass this historic legislation. The electoral process in this country has improved significantly as a result of the Voting Rights Act. This success is evident in the increased participation in elections by minority voters and in the enhanced ability of minority voters to elect candidates of their choice. There is no doubt that progress has been made. But I think that Ted Shaw, the president of the NAACP Legal Defense and Education Fund, put it best when he testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee that, quote, the Voting Rights Act was drafted to rid the country of racial discrimination, not simply to reduce racial discrimination in voting to what some view as a tolerable level, unquote. As a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee and as the ranking member of the Subcommittee on the Constitution, you can take it from me that the committee has done due diligence in examining this issue. But you don't have to take it from me, of course. The extensive record the committee has compiled powerfully demonstrates the importance of the reauthorizing legislation before us today. Even in recent election cycles, Americans continue to be disenfranchised by discriminatory redistricting plans, through the denial of voting materials they are entitled to under the law, and through changes to election procedures that disadvantage minority candidates and voters, among other things. It is also worth noting that just a few weeks ago, the Supreme Court recognized that discriminatory redistricting plans are not simply a vestige of the past, finding a purposeful effort to dilute the voting power of over 100,000 Latino Americans. It's clear to me, Mr. President, that we have come a long way from the bridge in Selma, Alabama, but we have not come far enough. Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act has been instrumental in bringing about the dramatic improvements in voting rights and representation for minorities in covered areas. Keeping it in place with a reasonable bailout provision is the best way to be sure that we don't lose the progress that has taken place. And let me just say, in response to some comments that were made during the Judiciary Committee's hearings, that all members of Congress, regardless of whether they are covered in a covered or non-covered jurisdiction, and regardless of their political affiliation, have an interest in ensuring the continued effectiveness of the Voting Rights Act. As federal legislators, we have a responsibility to address and eliminate discrimination wherever it is found. The integrity of our elections and our very democracy depends on it. Let's not falter now. Let's not stop or turn back the clock, but rather build on the extraordinary success of this legislation and reaffirm the promise that all citizens, no matter what the color of their skin, can participate fully and equally in the electoral process. We must reauthorize the expiring provisions of the Act. We must ensure that Section 5 can continue to serve as a powerful deterrent to violations in areas of the country with a history of systemic discrimination at the polls. We must also reauthorize Section 203, which has empowered many voters with limited English proficiency to participate in our democratic process. And it is also important that the Senate restore the original understanding of the Act with respect to the opportunity to elect standard and to election procedures with discriminatory intent. There is much more work to do in terms of eradicating discrimination from our elections process, and reauthorizing and strengthening the Voting Rights Act is, of course, a step in the right direction. I will vote in favor of H.R. 9, and I urge my colleagues to do the same. I yield the floor. Thank you, Mr. President.